dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is. It is the first day of March. Welcome to the Flipside, Rami Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number at Republic Trading Group is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, which is updated at ODOC100 each and every morning, 7 days a week, 24/7, is republictradinggroup.com, eaglesup.com, rbnlive.com. They'll all get you there. I'd like to give a big thanks to the good folks at WCER 900 AM in Canton, Ohio, for picking up the show first day. We hope we do you proud, and we hope we help your listeners understand this crazy world in which we live. What we do each and every day on the flip side is give you updates on the financial markets and segue it into a lot of the politics. Unfortunately, in this day and age, one cannot separate finance from politics. They go hand in hand with each other. And unless one understands both aspects, one would never be able to make sense of the insane. Because we are living in, may you live in interesting times, and that is a fact. All you have to do is just go look at the stories. I was actually beside myself this morning when I went back and I read all the stories that I posted in the wee hours of the morning on republictradinggroup.com. Outside of the financial stories, which are scary in and of itself, it seems as though there's, below the radar screen, of course, not in the glaring light of mainstream media, or for that matter, Joe Sixpack, who's completely oblivious of what is going on, there's serious debate whether this experiment, this 200-year experiment with this thing called freedom, liberty, is finally starting to wind its way down. Are we at the end stages of the empire, as many empires have gone before them? Has this empire learnt any of the lessons? Well, when we return, we'll run down the financial stories and then debate. Democracy, republic, do any of them still hold true? We'll be back.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Yeah, everybody better look what's going down. It doesn't look too good. Quick check of what happened on Wall Street today. Dow ended down 34 points on the day, 12,234. NASDAQ off 11 at 2,404. A wrap-up of Wall Street, well, even though the indices closed well off their lowest levels of the day, they still finished in negative territory and kicked off the month of March on a sour note. Yes, be careful of March. Renewed concerns about the ripple effect of the unwinding of the yen carry trade weighed most heavily on the market that is now overly pessimistic. Such worries were exacerbated in pre-market trading after Japan's top financial diplomat warned that those carry trades shouldn't be considered one way. That pushed the yen up more than 1% to 11-week high against the U.S. dollar, reminiscent of the 2% yen rally on Tuesday that accelerated the stock declines across the globe as speculators dumped equities to pay off their yen loans. In similar fashion to yesterday's action, the idea that the worst may be over subsequently prompted some sellers to cover their short positions. At the opening, the Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ were down as much as 1.7%, 1.8%, and 2.3%, respectively. But intraday trading recovery efforts had all three in positive territory, albeit temporary, which signifies it wasn't Joe Sixpack trying to grab bargains on Wall Street. It was the Plunge Protection Team, at the behest of the U.S. Treasury Department. In the metals complex, gold closed in New York City down $4.80, ended the day at $664.70. Silver was the biggest loser of the day, down 55 cents at $13.63. Platinum off $5 at $1,238. And palladium off $1 at $3.51. Currently in Asian trading, gold is down $1.10 at $663.60, silver up 2 pennies at $13.70, platinum off a buck, and palladium down two. Crude oil closed the day down 21 cents at $61.79, and as mentioned, the dollar was basically flat on the day. According to Bloomberg News, gold rose in Asian trading for the fourth day in five as the prospect of a United Nations sanctions against Iran spurred demand from investors buying bullion as a safe haven. Tensions surrounding Iran's nuclear program have heightened this week with the U.S. and the U.K., Russia and China, France, Germany set to discuss by telephone later today elements of a new U.N. resolution against Iran, according to the State Department. Fundamentally, nothing has changed for gold. The geopolitical tensions remain. If anything, it is a safe haven, said Darren Heathercott, head of trading at Investec Bank in Australia. I think the expectations are it will head towards the highs of yesterday, around $679 area once again. We're going to look back at 690, 670, 680 as cheap gold, my friends. I want you to understand what we're going to speak about in the next hour. I'm not going to mention the word gold, but it's a reason for you to buy it, and lots of it. Coming up this Sunday, surprise, 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 the viewers of national media, such as CBS News, are going to get an unpleasant surprise. That unpleasant surprise is going to manifest itself on Sunday evening on CBS's much-viewed program, 60 Minutes. Who's going to be on 60 Minutes this Sunday? None other than one David Walker. Yes, he's the nation's accountant. He's the man that knows where all the bodies are buried. He knows where the horror stories lie. He has a message to the American people that you better wake up and pay attention, because America technically is now insolvent. What he's going to talk about on 60 Minutes on Sunday evening is about the prescription drug bill that recently was passed, where he says it may be the most financially irresponsible law in 40 years. Goes on to add, the bill is going to add $8 trillion to long-term Medicaid obligations. That's with a T, my friends. $8 trillion. This is Medicaid. This is not the national debt. We're talking about one government program that, through the intelligence of elected officials, is going to cause a lot of people a lot of heartache. It could even be said that smart people reading between the lines, listening to David Walk on Sunday evening, will come to the conclusion that America is bankrupt. And then you may be able to understand why foreigners are not investing in U.S. treasuries any longer. Why would you give someone a check if you know they're going bankrupt or are bankrupt? Think about that for a second. What does that mean for the prospects of the dollar? It means the dollar's going to go substantially lower. How low can it go? Your guess is as good as mine. Anyway, back to David Walker, the U.S. government's top accountant, says the law that aided and added a prescription drug benefit to Medicaid may be the most financially irresponsible legislation passed since the 1960s. U.S. Controller General David Walker said Medicaid, barring vast reform to the program and to the nation's healthcare system, is already on course to possibly bankrupt the Treasury. And adding the prescription bill just makes the situation worse. Walker appears on 60 Minutes, Sunday evening, March the 4th, being interviewed by Steve Kroft. In the CBS piece, he says the prescription drug bill is probably the thing that's going to break the straw on the camel's back. The problem? Yes. If you were born in the 50s, look in the mirror. The baby boomers. 78 million people born between 1946 and 1964 start becoming eligible for Social Security benefits next year. We are not talking, my friends, about some distant financial calamity. We're talking about, oh, how unfortunate, the election year. Will any of the politicians who want to become president have the cojones to actually address this particular subject? Of course not. As life expectancy increases and the cost of health care continues to rise at twice the rate of inflation, radical reform in health care will be necessary, Walker says. He says the federal government is also going to have to find ways to increase revenue and reduce benefits. Let me explain what that statement simply means. We are in such bad shape that the only way possible of getting us out of this mess is to do two things that politicians will never do. Raise taxes substantially so everybody gets to feel the pain of these foreign interventions we are on. Of course, nobody feels the pain of the war in Iraq. Of course not, because nobody's raising taxes to pay for the war. There's no sacrifices being requested of the American people. There's no food rationing. There's no call to buy war bonds. Nothing. Nobody's feeling the pain in any way, shape, or form. But somebody eventually is going to have to pay the piper. And what Mr. Walker is saying, yeah, look, we've got a couple of options left to us. Not many. We have a few. We have to raise taxes, and we have to cut government programs. Oh, no, not cut programs. That's the worst thing a politician can do, is destroy a bureaucracy that they've spent decades creating. Walker shows Kraft The General Accounting Office's long-term projections that assume the status quo continues with the same levels of taxation, spending, and economic growth. By the year 2040, Walker says, if nothing changes, the federal government is not going to be able to do much more than pay interest on the mounting debt and some entitlement benefits. It won't have any money left for anything else. Now the question is, will Joe Sixpack understand this on Sunday evening? Because let me tell you, there's a whole group of people out there, and you know them. You know them. As a matter of fact, they most probably related to you. As Al Cronkite says today in his piece, you can find the article on republictradinggroup.com, and he talks about these people. These people that you know, and where their head is at, and will they be able to grasp what we're saying? We'll have that when we return.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who helped me.
Welcome back to the flip side on this Thursday, Robbie Noel with you. Al Cronkite, I actually laughed when I read this morning because we all know people like this, and this is a problem we face. I mean, you've got to understand something. People who say what I say, and obviously a lot of other folks on the alternative network, is... Well, it's a little different from the mainstream out there. The mainstream out there thinks everything is fine. Al Cronkite says that my two siblings and their husbands are spending the month of March in Florida. They and their families are model citizens, church-going, law-abiding, tax-paying. On their way, they passed through the town where I live. They did not stop. Neither did they share their plans or furnish me with telephone numbers or addresses. You see, they prefer that I do not bother them on their vacation. Like the majority of American citizens who do not want to be bothered, they are unconcerned with outloss of freedom and have faith that the government is doing the right thing. Their children are successful and often join them for a portion of the vacation. Changes in the world have not seriously affected them, and being reminded of the dangers would, well, only upset their little oasis. My life and their lives are at cross purposes. Mine seeks truth, while theirs settles for a hedonistic fantasy. As Florida vacationers bask in the sun and enjoy an affluent leisure, Pat Buchanan writes that during the Clinton and Bush presidencies, we have run up a $4 trillion trade deficit in manufactured goods and are facing a collapse of the U.S. dollar, the closing down of U.S. factories with the accompanying loss of jobs, an end of America's preeminence as the world's foremost industrial and technological powerhouse in the beginning of an Asian century. He goes on to predict that the world is witnessing the passing of the United States as the greatest industrial power and the most self-sufficient republic the world has ever seen. Yet no one acts, no one asks why. You know, the ambivalence that we see all around us is mind-boggling in all its proportions. The recent brouhaha over how the vets are treated by the VA. Is that like this is a shock or a surprise? This is something I spoke about 4 years ago, the after effects of war. Everybody was gung-ho to go to war, but people never ever debate the consequences of war. Usually, the only people who debate the consequences of war are those who've seen it up close and personal, who understand how barbaric it is in the so-called enlightened age in which we live. They don't talk about the human toil and suffering that goes on for the rest of their lives. Today, they fired some general in charge of the VA system. In my opinion, not only should they fire this guy, they should have, well, in the old days when I wasn't as ornery as I am lately, I would have been calling for a tree. And the head of the VA to stand accountable. After all, what's his name? Nichols? Political appointee of the Bush administration. How come the head of the VA, who doesn't seem to think that when he's questioned about 200,000 U.S. service personnel that have sought medical attention since the stupid war began, tries to ascribe it to vets seeking dental care? Are these people so out of touch? Earlier this year, we saw them build a rehab center in San Antonio, Texas, a state-of-the-art, multi-million dollar complex. Was it built by the government, concerned about veterans and injuries from war, or was it built by hundreds of thousands of citizens concerned about the treatment that vets receive? And the Intrepid Foundation put together this rehab center in San Antonio. No help from the government. Are we shocked and amazed that a government and the politicians who beat their chest and talk about supporting the troops, these people that live in Washington, D.C., a stroll from the Capitol to Walter Reed Hospital, didn't know how the vets were being treated? Come on, give me a break. Vets have always been the scapegoats of governments. Throughout the world, governments treat their vets exactly the same. The only disappointing thing is, this is the United States of America. And after the Vietnam experience, you would have thunk somebody had learned something. But I guess not. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
When I was young, I never needed anyone, and making love was just fun. Those days are gone.
Well, welcome back, my friends. Sometimes I select some bump music, and obviously I'm not sure what mood I was in when I selected this kind of bump music. Obviously, you are dealing with a very disturbed individual. You know, in a book entitled The Crucible of Choice by Jim Carman, he said, in a nation where ignorance is strength and war is peace, and where doublespeak can lead to thought crimes, it might be understandable that some might see this as possibly the death of dreaming. Yet in this place where power has become not the means, but an end in itself, we must now find ways to prevent love from becoming hate so that this wounded planet can emerge from the nearly finished prison that we've built with inattention. Welcome to the New World Order. We spoke about the New World Order for many years, who it was, who its players are. And I have read reams of stuff. As I often said, life is a constant learning process. As we get older, the more we learn, the dumber we feel. And I read a lot of what are referred to as the intellectuals within our society, and I read from both sides. Even noted liberals, and I use that term very loosely. For instance, there's a third book in a trilogy of books that is about to come out by Chalmers Johnson called Nemesis. Chalmers Johnson is your atypical liberal. He's a professor emeritus at the University of California, San Diego. He's taught for 30 years, as well as at UC Berkeley. You know where he's coming from in a lot of his thought processes. But he's an intelligent, smart man. From 1967 through 1973, he served as a consultant to the Office of National Estimates within the CIA. During the Cold War years, was by his own characterization a former spear carrier for the Empire. At least since the age of George Bush, however, Johnson radically transformed himself into one of the nation's sharpest and most important intellectual critics of the current administration, having now completed the third and last volume of his inadvertent trilogy in his newest book, Nemesis, which is the subject we will discuss. In the two previous books he wrote, he refers to blowback, which is based on 1953 CIA terminology in the aftermath of the spy agency's first ever engineered overthrow of a foreign leader, democratically elected Iranian Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh, ushering in the 26-year tyrannical rule of the Shah of Iran, who was himself forcibly ousted in the 79 Iranian Revolution. Volume 2 was The Sorrows of Empire, Militarism, Secrecy, and the End of the Republic. Volume 3, Nemesis, The Last Days of the American Republic, will hopefully encourage readers to get the book and read the other books in Johnson's trilogy to get the full picture of his powerful message. Very similar to David Walker's, except this is the bigger picture. David Walker is talking about the collapse of the empire. Thomas Johnson tells you what the empire is. Not dissimilar, by the way, the similarities I found with Chalmers Johnson, very similar to those of Carol Quigley, also a noted insider who spilt the beans with his expose of Cecil John Rhodes and the Council on Foreign Relations. Anyway, Thomas Johnson points out that our way of life is now threatened because of our single-minded pursuit of empire with a well-entrenched militarism driving it that's become so powerful and perverse, it's now an uncontrollable state within a state. History is clear on this teaching. We can choose, as could all empires before us. We can keep ours and lose our republic, but we can't have both. Rome made the wrong choice and perished. Britain chose to abandon empire, and some say survived. We must now choose, and so far the signs are ominous. Our current behavior under all administrations post-World War II requires resources and commitments abroad that in the end, Johnson believes, will inevitably undercut our domestic democracy and produce a military dictatorship or its civilian equivalent. We're perilously close already because of hyper-reactionary statist administrations that have hijacked the government and is driving the nation to tyranny and ruin. And he produces evidence, mounds of evidence. A nation facing no outside threats, yet permanently at war. Secret torture prisons around the world with no accountability to which anyone, anywhere, for any reason, can be sent never to return or receive justice. The most secretive, intrusive, and repressive government in our history, and a president who's a congenital serial liar. We witness societal decay at home. an unprecedented wealth disparity and extent of corporate power. Former U.S. Supreme Court Louis Brandeis warned years ago, we can either have democracy in this country or we can have great wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, but we can't have both. We have a de facto one-party state with two wings and a president claiming unitary executive powers, ignoring the rule of law and doing as he pleases in the name of national security on his say-so alone. In the absence of checks and balances, and separations of powers with no restraint on a reckless boy emperor executive on a messianic mission. A secret intelligence establishment with near limitless funding operating without oversight. A dominant corporate-controlled media serving as a national thought-control police and collective quasi-state ministry of information and propaganda, glorifying imperial wars to spread democracy without letting on that they for conquest, domination, and repression. I mean, just think what the mainstream media has dished you up in the last week while events have been mind-boggling in their proportion, how they're going on. What are we dealing with? We're dealing with whether we're going to bury a bimbo in the Bahamas or California, and who's going to get the money. It's wall-to-wall television. People are consumed with the hedonistic society. It's a reason why they want to go for vacations in Florida and not be disturbed by the ugliness of the reality of life. Thomas Johnson continues with more evidence. He says, a military-industrial complex Dwight Eisenhower could never mentioned when he warned us, nor could George Washington, to no avail. In his farewell address in September of 1796, Washington said, overgrown military establishments are under any form of government inauspicious to liberty, and are to be regarded as particularly hostile to Republican liberty. He meant large standing armies leading to an imperial presidency. They destroy our system of checks and balances and separations of power, and in the end, freedom. A weak Congress acceding to a dominant president under a system of authoritarian rule, keeping a restive population in line, it fears one day no longer will tolerate being denied essential services so the nation's wealth can go for imperial wars and handouts to the rich. A cesspool of corruption stemming from incestuous ties between government and business, mocking any notions of government of, for, or by the people. Johnson points out, America is plagued with the same dynamic that doomed other past empires unwilling to change, overstretch, and the uniting of local and global forces opposed to imperialism, and in the end, bankruptcy combined with authoritarian rule and loss of personal freedom. Hence the title of his book, Nemesis, the goddess of vengeance and the punisher of hubris and arrogance in Greek mythology. She's already here among us, unseen, patiently stalking our way of life as a free nation, awaiting the moment she chooses to make her presence known. That won't be pleasant when she does. Our present crisis isn't just from our military adventurism in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's from growing international anger and revulsion that America is no longer trusted with a president showing contempt for the law, including our treaty obligations. Article 6 of the Constitution says are the supreme law of the land. No authority gives presidents, governments, or militaries the right to ignore the Geneva Conventions as we have done, but this president and government flaunt them openly, almost gleefully. They practically boast about it, enraging people everywhere, including allies. In the entire Muslim world, this country collectively demonizes terrorist militants and Islamofascists in its concocted war on terror. The Pentagon now calls a long war that won't end in our lifetime. Chalmers warned in early 2003 about the sorrows already invading our lives to be our fate for years to come. Perpetual war, a collapse of constitutional government, endemic official lying and disinformation, and finally bankruptcy. Then and now, he still hopes America will see the threat and act before it's too late. But time, he believes, is short, and overall, he's not hopeful. His book explains how we got here, what we must do to avoid our appointment with Nemesis, who's very patient, but even hers has limits, and we're approaching it. It is, well, it is true. We do live in interesting times, my friends. Johnson concludes in his book, his narrative, if you will, returning to where it all began, starting with volume one of his unintended trilogy. He says in Blowback, he tried explaining why people around the world hate America. It's not just our government's actions against others, but refers to retaliation for the kinds of acts we commit, like ousting outlaw regimes not willing to play by our imperial management rules, meaning we're boss and what we say goes. It's a simple law of physics that there's no action without reaction. If we slap them enough, they'll start slapping back. Volume 2 was The Sorrows of Empire, written while America prepared the public for wars against Afghanistan and Iraq. It covered the country's militarization since World War II, best symbolized by our sprawl of bases across the planet, assuring hegemony over it, but guaranteeing more blowback from our indiscretions any time we decide reminders are needed who's boss. And those reminded get a little cranky. In Nemesis, Johnson tried to present historical, political, economic, philosophical evidence of where our current behavior is likely to lead. He believes our present course is a road to fiscal insolvency and military or civilian dictatorship. Three not too good choices. As he says, America's founders knew the risk and tried preventing it with our constitutional Republican government, which is now in jeopardy. It comes from our commitment to large standing armies, constant war, reckless, stimulative, military, Keynesian spending caused an erosion of freedoms and a growth of imperial presidency. Once a nation goes this way, its fate is in the same as all others that tried. Isolation, overstretch, the uniting of forces opposed to imperialism and bankruptcy. It's a symbol. It's that patient Greek goddess now visiting our shores, awaiting the tribute she demanded. Our end as a free nation. It is now our choice. We can continue the same way as Imperial Rome, lose our democracy, or choose the British model, keeping it as the expense of sacrificing empire. Johnson ends his book citing Japanese scholar and journalist Hatsumu Ozaka as a role model example Azaka understood his country's occupation of China would fail and lead to the kind of blowback caused by the Chinese Communist Revolution. He tried warning his government, but was hanged as a traitor for his efforts late in World War II. Johnson hopes he won't meet a similar fate. And so do I. Final segment coming up. We'll be back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
There's teddy bears and high school rings and old photographs that mamas bring, but daddy with their young boys playing ball. There's combat boots that he used to wear when he was sent over there. There's 50,000 names carved in the wall. There's cigarettes and there's cans of beer and notes that say I miss you dear, and children who don't say anything at all. There's purple hearts and packs of gum. Fatherless daughters and fatherless sons. And there's 50,000 names carved in the wall.
Welcome back, my friends.
They come from all.
It's an amazing thing to stand in front of that wall. It's mind-boggling. It's life-changing. And you realize what a waste it was. And now we're getting ready, more than likely, to put up another wall with another couple of thousand names of 19-year-old kids. It's bizarre. This insanity has to stop. 1789, Jefferson wrote a letter to Richard Price. Says, whenever the people are well informed, they can be trusted with their own government. That whenever things get so far wrong as to attract their notice, they may be relied upon to set them right. Well, maybe. Our mission is to inform. That's what we try to do on a daily basis on the flip side. I would like to be optimistic, but what I see and what I've seen and my personal experiences, unfortunately, my friends, it's the reason why I tell you, in all honesty, and I practice what I preach, buy gold and lots of it. It will be ultimately, as it has always been, through thousands of years, the only insurance that you can take against a government out of control that does control the value of your Federal Reserve notes. Speaking of which, as we mentioned, every single client from Republic Trading Group is receiving a free DVD in the mail soon. I've mailed out 300 so far. We've only got up to the H's. So if your name is after the H, be patient. The rest of them will be going out this week. I didn't know we had so many clients at Republic Trading Group. Thank you for that. Thanks for the good folks down there in Canton, Ohio. Appreciate you picking up the show. Very appreciate you guys there. WCR 900. Tomorrow this time, Jeffrey Bennett will be sitting in the big chair. I will see you Monday. Till then, see you. Bye.